USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, never one to mince words, speaking there on Fox News, that as the Senate by a 69-30 margin passes a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, a bill that includes money set aside for roads, bridges, and transit. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. The state attorney's general announcing the findings of her five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment. The report concludes the Democrat touched their intimate body parts and made unwanted advances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As the Taliban conquered a sixth provincial capital in Afghanistan, the Pentagon reports the situation hinges on Afghan civilian and military leadership to stop terrorists.
Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon press secretary, said the fighting in the country is clearly not going in the right direction. Kirby said the U.S. believes the Afghan forces have the capability to make a big difference on the battlefield.
Whatever the outcome here, when we look back, we're going to be able to know, we're going to be able to say that it was driven by leadership, Afghan leadership, political and military leadership. That's what's vital here.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Potential tropical cyclone number 6 is brewing in the Caribbean on Tuesday. The storm would be named Fred should it form, as it's currently located around 270 miles east of Puerto Rico. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new study finds that black and Hispanics remain less likely than their white counterparts to have received a vaccine, which complicates a convenient narrative that the COVID-19 pandemic continues to be because of stubborn white male anti-vaccine Trump Republicans. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a study on August 2nd and found that less than half of black and Hispanic people have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccines in a vast majority of states reporting data. Regarding the reporting that we're seeing around COVID-19 and whether people should receive the shot or hold off on getting the shot or not get it altogether, pollster Frank Lund sat down with a focus group to discuss vaccines and vaccine hesitancy.
The public is asking a question, why do we only hear the bad news? There was a gentleman in that focus group who talked about, and I respect it, talked about all the people who got COVID and recovered, talked about all the people who have not gotten COVID, some members of the family got it, some members did not. But in the end, it's the responsibility of all of us, Howie, you and I, and everyone involved, to be able to communicate the facts efficiently, effectively, and accountably. And the key in all of this is the public doesn't know where to go for the truth.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the National Security Agency's watchdog announced a review of spying allegations concerning Fox News host Tucker Carlson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.